Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be lots of sunshine today with a high of about 82. Clear skies right now in Kenosha, 62 degrees, 56 in Burlington, 67 in Milwaukee. Clear skies here in Racine, we are at 63. A funny thing happened with the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole last night and what was to have been a vote recommending one of six aldermanic candidates to fill a second district vacancy. A 5-5 tie between Molly Jones and Thomas Bircher, leaving Council President Dennis Weiser to make a what-do-we-do-now inquiry.
The suggestion the staff is making is that it would be legitimate to put it forward to Council with a 5-5 vote. At the next Council meeting, probably the soundest way to handle it would be to schedule this at the end of the meeting, because this process could take 5 minutes, it could take an hour, it could take 2 hours. We really don't know at this point in time.
Alderman Sandy Widener felt the top three vote-getters ought to be referred to the council for a final decision, not just the two and the tie vote, to keep the mayor out of the process of deciding what could end up being another tie.
I believe it is important to all of us on the city council that the council members are independent. I'm not comfortable with sending a recommendation of a tie vote to the full council when there's going to be 14 votes and the mayor is going to be allowed to determine who the next alderman is going to be.
The Committee of the Whole's tie vote for Bircher and Jones coming after more than an hour of question and answer with all six of the applicants for the second district spot. A motion for the top three was rejected in favor of the two being referred. The council will take up the issue again at the end of its next meeting, which is on a Monday, August 3rd, a day earlier than normal because the 4th is National Night Out activities. The eventual replacement to serve the second district until next April's election. A bill to be introduced in the state legislature in early August to create a driver's card for undocumented immigrants and others without Social Security numbers who cannot get a regular driver's license. A rally at Emmaus Lutheran Church in Racine last night, organized by the group Wisdom, had several people speaking of the difficulties in getting by without a license, from being unable to keep a high-paying job to being harassed by police. Linda Boyle with the Racine Interfaith Coalition says it's a matter of public safety.
Drivers who are tested on driving skills, knowing that other drivers on the road have auto insurance. We learned that this issue is important for public safety and for our economy.
Mayor John Dickert on hand, though he believes that it's going to be told that it's illegal, said the issue of allowing cities to issue the driver's cards will be a topic at an upcoming meeting of the state's mayors. Wisconsin's open records law might still be facing some challenges. Here's Bob Haig with the latest.
Records obtained by the Wisconsin State Journal reveal Assembly Speaker Robin Voss initiated changes to the law which were slipped into the budget, then removed following intense backlash.
Had the change gone through, the information about who sought the change would not have come out.
Bill Leaders with the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council expects Republican leaders will still attempt a change. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of three main co-sponsors of a bill to expand federal civil rights laws to ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. The Equality Act of 2015 would ensure the LGBT community receives existing legal protections based on race and religion. Baldwin introducing that measure with fellow Democrats Cory Booker of New Jersey and Jeff Merkley of Oregon. Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan, one of the supporters of the bill in the House. On the heels of a video this week showing a woman breaking into a vehicle in another state to get at a child left alone in that closed vehicle, there's a bill now being circulated in the Wisconsin legislature that would shield anybody from liability who does that here to save a life. State Representative Todd Onstead approached about it by Kenosha Alderman Rocco LaMacchia, who mentioned it during this week's Kenosha Council meeting.
That states that you can provide Samaritans to break it in parked cars to save children, vulnerable adults, or pets who are trapped in dangerous hot cars. This bill idea came from the City Kenosha Council led by Alderman Rocco LaMacchia. I'm proud to say that this bill is finally moving forward, and I'm glad I got the support from you fellow aldermen.
Onstead circulating the draft of the bill for co-sponsors at this point. The Lion Watch in Milwaukee's got a lot of people concerned about some big cat prowling the community, and which got at least one resident a little trigger happy apparently this week, shooting a pit bull in the leg by mistake. Milwaukee Animal Control Director Karen Sparapani urging the public, be careful, use some common sense.
I don't think anybody has any reason to panic, and I think people should just use their regular level of caution. Nobody should be leaving children or animals outside unattended ever.
The dog that was wounded recovering from a broken bone in its leg. Milwaukee police reviewing policies after an 82-year-old woman was raped as she waited over 3 hours for a police officer. Chief Ed Flynn says while top priority is always given to people in danger and crimes that are in progress, the delayed response in this case, in his words, fails the common sense standard. Milwaukee's 89th murder of the year taking place just a few feet from a child care center. Police saying there were two little girls under the age of 10 in the line of fire. They're looking for a man with dreadlocks driving a red car with tinted windows who opened fire with a semi-automatic handgun. And three people dead after a gunman opened fire inside of a movie theater in Louisiana, where police say that gunman shot nine before turning the weapon on himself.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says two teachers were shot while trying to enjoy their last few days of the summer break.
They never imagined that their little outing would be interrupted by this senseless act of violence, this awful, awful tragedy.
He says one of those teachers managed to pull the fire alarm inside the theater, helping other people escape even after she had been shot in the leg. Bodies were still inside the theater overnight as police called in the bomb squad after seeing suspicious objects in a vehicle believed to have belonged to the gunman. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Governor Walker going to be attending the funeral of Marine Sergeant Carson Holmquist, who was born in St. Croix Falls and was killed in last week's shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Visitation is tomorrow at Grantsburg High School, where Holmquist graduated in 2006. That'll be followed by a private service in the afternoon. Governor Walker canceling presidential campaign appearances in North Carolina and New Hampshire to attend. Members of Congress, meanwhile, proposing bills that would end a long-standing ban on allowing military personnel at recruiting and reserve centers to carry firearms, like with what happened last week in Tennessee. Military officials have opposed previous efforts, but Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson argues the times have changed.
We need to respect the authority of the commanders on their bases, but we also need to respect the fact that ISIS has specifically targeted members of the military and law enforcement.
Johnson also offering thanks to the armed bikers standing guard outside some military recruiting centers. Notarized paperwork from CVS about husband and wife property owners across from the site of a proposed store at Washington Avenue and Ohio Street in Racine no longer being against the project. Well, that's been validated by the city attorney's office. During this week's council meeting, city attorney Rob Weber requested time to review the documents, which he said had arrived at his office at the close of business. In an email response to a WRJN News inquiry, Weber confirmed the validation of the documents and said that the issue will be brought up again at the August 3rd council meeting. He explained this past Tuesday that a change in petition opposition percentage would eliminate a required three-quarters vote of the alderman and make it a majority decision to the CVS rezoning request. Company would still need a conditional use permit for the proposed store. That has yet to be decided by the Plan Commission. Kenosha County Board this week approving the initial resolutions that will allow the county to sell bonds for financing capital improvement projects, including a major addition to the Brookside Care Center. One supervisor, though, a little concerned over the amount of borrowing and its impact on the county's bond rating. John Poole noting that with the new issues, it'll be over $100 million.
And Chicago has excessively used bonding to finance its books, and this year had its bond rating reduced. I believe we need to reduce our bonding, not increase it.
Finance Director David Gertzen telling the board that the county has been told by its major rating company that its outlook is good and trending better and the borrowing level is not a concern. The board approved the issuance of nearly $12.5 million in bonds for capital projects, more than $18.5 million for the Brookside project alone. WRJN.com is your source for our local news. That's where you put our podcast. You can check them out whenever you want throughout the day. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.